Welcome to Seraph's Basketball, episode play orientation. Today, Monday, October 5th, 2020. Today's episode, we'll give a listening ear unto subject areas of play orientation and the game of basketball and its effectiveness unto the structure of play orientation. We'll visit sub areas of subject such as perimeter, paint, limits, deficit, scoring, and defending. We'll begin with perimeter play orientation. We have three sub areas which basically engulf the perimeter play of orientation. There are face-ups, back to the baskets, and ISO. Facing up on the perimeter in play orientation is the need for the offending active man to be versatile, agile, and efficient. Reason being, the perimeter is the breath of life of the half court. The perimeter dictates to the paint or post what, who, when, and where. Therefore, a face-up in the perimeter of play orientation makes ease of those entities who, what, when, and where. Facing up in the perimeter allows the active man or on-ball player to have guys yield and wield of control in a possession. Back to the basket. Unlike face-ups, in the perimeter, are used to shield and protect the perimeter flow in the offense. You could have a back-to-the-basket possession where the active man comes out of the streak or the transition or the newness of what is its gambit in the possession and utilize many different components to the offense. One could be a pick and roll. Two could be a back down. 3 could be a pinwheel. However, the face up in the perimeter would not achieve. Now back to the baskets and face ups in perimeter play orientation aren't the only components to play orientation which are effective on the perimeter. An ISO, which can be a face up or a back to the basket, which is the most used and most common position in play orientation componenty. Reason being, an active player who is used to being with ball in hand, attacking the cup, needs the spacing and the integral timing of the spacing to be effective. A such as example, Kobe Bryant, 2010 championships, East Bucket, high perimeter post, gets the point of the pass in the perimeter in ISO position, goes to back down, uses the pick as a shield to face up, cross up, and release. That is the basic function of a perimeter play orientation. While paint or post, unlike perimeter, has post ups, picks, and box outs, all in their play orientation. You see, the function of the two are different. The differentiation factor of perimeter and post are the battle in the paint. Post-ups in play orientation in the paint, most common for and from the stretch position of the head of the offense at the point guard's ball handling position. Gives a target of the active man to become the active man. A big in the post calling for the ball with tenacity would become the active man. Off ball side, active man. Now you'd either get that player the ball in the post, or call that activity to your pick. A pick in the perimeter. Now, the pick of the paint, post player, in play orientation, on active man, ball side, becomes the secondary intermediate unto the offense and the offensive structure. Once in that secondary active position, the pick either qualms, opens, or closes. A qualming pick is the most effective pick in a paint. Post players, awesome. A open pick would usually allow the ball handler to become creative, penetrate, one dribble pass, one dribble shot, two dribbles pass, two dribble shot, on an open pick. Open picks are also the catalyzation to alley-oops and cross-court passes in the soft spot. While closed picks deliver resets, box outs, delivered onto the paint on an attempt in the perimeter. That orientation of the box out is to dominate the glass with a rebound. That box out positioning becomes either the effectiveness of play or the redundance of play. In a redundant play, there are limits to what can be achieved in redundance of play. A good example, tip-off. There is a limit to what can be achieved in a tip-off and its redundance. Either team, home team, can win the tip-off, or the visiting team can win the tip-off. Not much can happen in a tip-off. It is redundant. Limits also become aware of what regulation and overtime are. Limiting the time on the competition and competitional possessions. Overtime also has limits. There are limits to the limits of the regulatory, which were bound a tie at the end of its limit in regulation. Overtime. At the end of regulation, defending what were the awareness, court location, and ventability or regulation. That defending itself makes or breaks what the three entities of defense are: awareness, court location, and veritability. Awareness in defending, a regulatory with overtime, would be the veritability of who, what, when, and where were the team which tied the regulatory possession. The veritability of regulation and defending that regulation with overtime is the awareness of athletes and players and team members in their court locations. That deficits don't become the means of the overtime competition and play. Deficit and play orientation of three subject areas of control, release, and pickup in play could be the limit of the control in the overtime period. Deficits make the difference in that overtime period. For release, release of adrenaline and pickup of continuity leads to scoring in the overtime period. That those limits of play orientation, of regulation, have coterminant in the scoring from the release of the adrenaline and the pickup of continuity. That scoring has three sub-entity categories which conclude play orientation and scoring in play orientation. Those three subcategories are determinants, variables, and substance. Play orientation, scoring in play orientation of the determinants within the limits of the perimeter and paint play and its play orientation. Those variables create variety and veritability in becoming substance for the limit of an overtime win of play orientation. We've come to the end of episode Play Orientation, Monday, October 5th, 2020. And with all things that are done on and off the court, overstand what those things are done for. Sarah from Basketball, signing off. 1-1. All day, all night. May your play be your way. Twiggy tweed.